What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, July 10th, 2018, getting into the week here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, his hand hovering over that telephone, ready to swoop on down and grab that handset, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Obviously, the big news today is that despite the leak that came on out yesterday indicating that Trump was going to nominate a female to the Supreme Court bench, Amy Barrett, at the last second, whatever deal was being made, he nominated Brett Kavanaugh. The Democrats are already having a meltdown because Kavanaugh is pro Second Amendment. And less than 1 hour after Trump announced his Supreme Court nominee, a new website went up, basically called stopkavanaugh.com. It was put up by Demand Justice, which is a new progressive activist group founded by former members of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. And they put it up there saying, we need to demand the Senate defeat the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, saying that Kavanaugh is a threat to Obamacare and Roe versus Wade, and warning that if confirmed, Brett Kavanaugh will serve on the court for life, shaping the future of our country long after Trump is out of office. Well, that's the way it works with the Supreme Court. It's a lifetime appointment. So they're all over Twitter now with hashtag Stop Kavanaugh, they're just out there crying and whining and acting like liberals, and the gun grabbers are just in tears over his pro-Second Amendment stance. But not everybody, even on the GOP side, is happy with it. Over at Fox News, Andrew Napolitano said he's not happy with Trump's decision to nominate Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and said the pick is actually a win for the swamp Trump said he wanted to drain. And Napolitano said, I'm disappointed in the president because this is not the type of person that he would pick. Justice Gorsuch was. And Napolitano basically said that Kavanaugh is the heart and soul of the D.C. establishment that supposedly the president is opposed again. Down at Freedom Watch, Larry Klayman is also out there saying Kavanaugh is not a true conservative and that Trump should withdraw the nomination. And basically, Larry Klayman is going down Kavanaugh's history of rulings regarding the issues of the internet, in particular net neutrality, and the surveillance state. And Kavanaugh has been very much supporting of unfettered surveillance of the American people using the USA Freedom Act, 9/11, and so forth and so on. And basically just came on out in favor of mass surveillance and against net neutrality. In fact, he came out with this opinion that net neutrality represented a denial of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech of the major internet service providers. Well, what about our right to freedom of speech? Isn't it on an equal par with these large corporations? Because I've read that Bill of Rights and I've read that First Amendment, and it doesn't say that there's an exception where large corporations have more of a right to freedom of speech than ordinary people. Another article that came on out from commondreams.org saying exactly the same thing, he is very much opposed. He's a record of hostility to net neutrality and a support for mass surveillance. So not everybody is happy with him. Now, the reason I'm not happy with him is that Brett Kavanaugh was actually put in charge of the Vince Foster investigation when he worked in Ken Starr's office. He was tasked in 1994 with investigating the death of Clinton's deputy counsel, Vince Foster, and, of course, came on out and said, oh, yes, obvious suicide. No question about it whatsoever. So Kavanaugh's stock has definitely lost a few points with me on that one. Now, you need to remember that back in 2017, just about a year ago, June 9th, Representative Pete Olson was being interviewed on a Houston radio station on the Sam Malone Show and said that he was aware that President Bill Clinton intimidated a government lawyer into not seeking an indictment of Hillary Clinton by telling the lawyer, "We killed Vince Foster." Now, to show you how desperate the Democrats are getting, Keith Ellison is out there saying that maybe it's time to start impeaching Supreme Court justices. And he's out there saying that if the Democrats retake the Senate in November, that they should just start impeaching the conservative Supreme Court justices. Well, there's a couple of problems with that, actually several problems with it. First, the polls right now are showing that the Democrats are likely to lose seats in the midterm elections, opposing Trump's Supreme Court pick in the red states will probably work against Democrats there as well. But Ellison seems to have forgotten that in order to impeach anybody, you've got to have a crime. And it's the House of Representatives that impeaches the official. Then the Senate votes whether or not to remove them from office. But that's the kind of talk that we're seeing about this. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. So there may be something else going on here. And this was something that Claire came up with because of that earlier leak that indicated Amy Barrett was going to be the nominee. Brett Kavanaugh may be Trump's sacrificial lamb. He's going to throw Kavanaugh out there. He's going to let the Democrats run themselves onto the rocks, getting him defeated, getting him kicked out. Then he's going to come forward with Amy Barrett. It's a distinct possibility, given, again, that earlier leak that indicated Amy was definitely there in the running. Now, interestingly enough, Philip Reins, the longtime senior aide to Hillary Clinton, tweeted out the address of that Richmond, Virginia bookstore whose owner called the police when a woman would not stop harassing Steve Bannon, basically trying to stir the mob yet again. And he's not the only one. The New York Times came out with an editorial basically calling for war against Trump and his supporters. Now, I'm going to read you a direct quote from this editorial so you understand where the New York Times is coming from. This is a quote. "With Republicans controlling the Senate and the judicial filibuster dead, the Democrats' odds of denying President Trump a second Supreme Court appointment are slim. Barring some unforeseen development, the president will lock in a 5-4 conservative majority, shifting the court solidly to the right for a generation. This is all the more reason for Democrats and progressives to take a page from the Godfather and go to the mattresses on this issue, because this battle is about more than a single seat on the nation's highest court. With public attention focused on all that is at stake with this alignment, this is the moment for Democrats to drive home to voters the crucial role that the judiciary plays in shaping this nation and why the courts should be a key voting concern in every single election. This call to arms may sound overly dramatic. It's not." And it goes on from there. Now, if you remember The Godfather, going to the mattresses was a code word for a mob war. Now, Nancy Pelosi is already back to talking about impeachment if Democrats take back the House in November. But again, she's got nothing to impeach the president with. You can't just impeach him because you don't like him. It doesn't work that way. There has to be a high crime or misdemeanor. And the House can impeach, but then the Senate votes whether or not to remove. That's why Bill Clinton was impeached but not removed from office. The House impeached him, and the Senate gave him a free pass. But Pelosi's back out there screaming, impeach, 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 and she's got nothing to go with. Trump hasn't done anything. I don't agree with his decisions in a lot of cases, But from where I sit, he has not committed a high crime or misdemeanor, certainly not compared to his predecessors. And we're still seeing that violence out there in the street being encouraged by Democratic leaders, by the corporate media. They want chaos and rioting in the streets of America. Now, yesterday, when Trump was announcing his Supreme Court pick, there was a Fox News host, Shannon Bream, wanted to do a live show from the steps of the Supreme Court building. But the leftist protesters were so rowdy that she and the crew felt they were in danger, and they had to pack up their gear and head back to the studio. And she said, "Very few times I felt threatened while out in the field. The mood here tonight is very volatile." Now, the Antifa website went ahead and published the home address of a Pittsburgh judge, Jeffrey Manning. And on the 4th of July, Antifa showed up in the neighborhood. Everybody was out having their barbecue and picnic, and they went in and made a ruckus. The police were called, and Antifa refused to leave, even after the police explained they were frightening the children in the neighborhood. Now, the reason Antifa is targeting Judge Jeffrey Manning is because they feel he gave a light bail to a Pittsburgh police officer who shot and killed a black teenager on June 19. The officer has been charged with criminal homicide and was released on a $250,000 bond, but that wasn't enough for Antifa. And so they put out this judge's address trying to stir the mob against him and his family. Mobocracy. Now, Sarah Sanders has some advice for all of these rowdy protesters confronting administration officials in public. She says, calm down. It's time to simmer down. And she said, I think it would be great if we could all calm down. And a reporter said, is that on both sides? And Sanders said, absolutely. I mean, you're not seeing Republicans out there behaving like this. All this brown shirt stuff. All right, let's take a phone call. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, they're talking about now Pelosi wants to impeach Trump and all this. They're not going to, the Democrats are not going to make any great strides in the next election. Nobody likes the Democrats anymore. The Democrats are going to go the way of the Whig Party, which used to be a major party, and now it's totally extinct. I think the Democrats will go extinct. And one reason is because they had some strongholds previously, and these strongholds are evaporating. They had Chicago was one of their strongholds. The state of Illinois is headed for bankruptcy. It's just a question of time. They can't keep it together. They can't pay. And New Jersey is going bankrupt. A lot of the states, a lot of the places where the Democrats had strongholds, and the reason people voted Democratic is because they had a job. Somebody would get them a job if the Democrats got elected. That was the whole thing. They got paid off in some way. And they're not getting paid off anymore. They have nothing to deliver except hate. And people don't like hate, so that's what's going to happen. And as far as Hillary Clinton running again, she's starting to seem like there was a guy, I don't know if you remember this guy named Harold Stassen, Mike. He ran for president. The first time it was legitimate. The second time, okay, it was sort of legitimate. And then he just kept on running for president every 4 years until he died. You know, it was a joke, but that's what he did. He had the right to run for president, but he became just like a... That's what Hillary is. She's a joke. Okay, Mike, I'm going to let you go, and I'll just listen off air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Well, obviously, I'm very concerned at all this talk that Hillary is planning on a run again in 2020. Of course, I saw it coming. I was talking that the signs were there months ago. But Hillary, I don't think she can win the popular vote again. I mean, there was so much cheating going on in 2016. There's no question about that. But it looks to me like we're seeing this coordinated campaign to basically get rid of all the factors that were an impediment to her in 2016. All of this filtering that we're seeing in Twitter and Facebook and other corporate social media, it's targeting conservatives. They're not even trying to appear to be unbiased. They're targeting conservatives. They want, by 2020, an internet free of any criticisms of liberals in general and Hillary Clinton in particular. Then you have the immigration. They're still out there screaming, open borders, open borders, open borders, because they know the illegal immigrants will vote for Hillary Clinton. And we know a lot of illegal immigrants voted in the 2016 election, all during the primary season. DNC lawyers were going to state after state after state, getting the voter ID requirements thrown out on the grounds that somehow it was racist. And I think that's probably, we're going to see more of that. I mean, yesterday we were reporting how up in Boston, they're actually considering a law that would allow legal foreign nationals to vote in our elections. It's a soft coup d'etat. They're trying to turn this nation into something else, which is very, very ugly. Then you have this mobocracy, this brown shirt campaign in the streets of America, where they're trying to basically terrorize people into not supporting Trump, making them scared to even vote GOP. It's a campaign of terror. So, yeah, Hillary, and it's not like the Democrats really have anybody else with any name value, except for Bernie Sanders, and they're never going to let him come back. They don't dare let him into power. He'd be after revenge at that point after what they did to him in 2016. So it's an area of concern, and I know that Hillary Clinton cannot win the election, but she sure as heck looks like she's planning on stealing it. She came really close last time, and yeah, I think she's going to steal it. It's a soft coup d'etat. They don't want this nation going back to being a republic. They want this liberal socialist utopia like you see in Baltimore and Chicago and all the other existing Democratic strongholds. Getting on to more of the domestic politics here, in the background behind all of this, the investigations into the investigations are continuing. And a story out of the Gateway Pundit is saying that the FBI and Department of Justice have not only been caught trying to erase and redact their criminal acts, they've now been caught creating totally fraudulent documents, which has always been an issue I had with the FBI's FD-302. It's a handwritten document. It's the FBI agent's report of what was said. It's not a verbatim transcript, and they can be easily replaced, changed. There's no real chain of evidence on that. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, God bless you. Howdy. I hope you're having a great day. Man, I really enjoyed the conversation with you and Dustin yesterday. Thank you for putting us on. I mean, that was fun to talk to that kid. I'm not sure how old he is. Maybe I shouldn't call him a kid, but we're all old these days, so it seems like everybody's a kid, you know?
I know from my age, everybody's a kid. I turn 66 next month.
Well, yeah, you're there, you're ahead of me. I mean,
okay.
By the way, Claire was born on the same day as my son. And so when Claire celebrated her birthday on May 9th, so did Adam. So that was kind of nice.
So does my younger brother. My younger brother has that birthday. It's a plot. It's a conspiracy.
Everybody's born in May. I mean, that means the winters were cold, you know?
Yes. Winter came early and hard.
Dude, can Hillary really run again? Okay, so we had...
Okay, Dave, I got to put you on hold.
I hear the music.
I've got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm coming back to you after these words from our sponsors.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And folks, Republic Broadcasting needs you. I had to do up a poster. The Uncle Sam put John Stadmiller's face on it. But Republic Broadcasting does need you. This is a critical time in our nation's history, especially if Hillary's going to run in 2020. So if you can help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call in with a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. So we're going to go on back to Dave in Missouri. And Dave, where were we?
Well, Mike, you know, I had an epiphany of Hillary being president and you being plugged in to a supercharged nuclear battery up your bunghole. Me too. I mean, yeah.
Stinky.
I'm sorry to say that. Yeah, you had that too, right? So, folks, I'm going to give you my best 1 minute if Mike will give me that, and I can do this to RBN folks, you know I love you. I'm going to give you the one-minute reason why Hillary, my God, this has to stop. Okay, so I met this woman at a Walmart board of directors meeting in 1987. Sam Walton recruited me out of high school because I was throwing benefit concerts in all of his parking lots in my county, Texas County. It's the biggest county, but the poorest county in Missouri. I'm a drummer. I'm a rock and roll drummer. I have a lot of friends. And Walmart, at that point, located, you know, I mean, they were by American. They sold American. You walked in the door, Mike, you remember what you seen hanging on the wall. Walmart created or retained this many jobs were through by American. Remember that?
I remember that all the way back in the beginning.
These kids don't know, man, that at one point, so they come in like a sheep in the night, right? They come in so slick. Okay, let's backtrack on this. And I know Dustin's listening, and so many others. And I want them to hear this. So we weren't played for fools straight up. We were led to slaughter in slow motion. And the way that it happened was that first they infiltrated our hometowns. Okay, you know, Mike, I mean, I'd like to even go a step back further. So how did Sam Walton know how to do this? How did he know? You know, I mean, he was, for those who don't know who Sam Walton was, he was the founder of Walmart. George Sr. pinned the Medal of Freedom around his neck. Can you remember that, Mike?
I remember that one.
Yeah, around Sam Walton's neck. At the same time, Walmart had created the first overseas buying office of any American retailer. Up to that point, if you went shopping, and the reason I'm going slow, Mike, is because I've heard myself in the past, and you have such a great radio tone. Well, I'm not that way. I blast in front of councils and governments, and so radio's different. So I'm slowing down for this because I want people to get it.
Well, we've only got about another minute and a half before the next commercial break, so I need you to sum up because we've got another caller on the line.
All right, well, let's get to it. So, Walmart had the first overseas buying office. They backdoored American manufacturing by flooding rural markets with it looked like made in Taiwan. You peel the label, it was made in China, with inferior slave-made poison plastic junk that broke in the bag on the way home, as much of it does today, which is made for the landfill. They did that. They overtook everything. Then they went into neighborhood markets and went after the grocery stores. I mean, I'm a man who's taken them to the Supreme Court a dozen times and lost every time. Last time in Springfield, Missouri, they hired the former Chief Justice, Mike. The city petitioned to stop them from destroying downtown Springfield, Missouri, but they wouldn't do it. And they wouldn't honor the petition. So we went to the Supreme Court. Walmart hired the former Chief Justice. There are some of us who've been at this so long, and no one knows. So listen, this is the thing. If Hillary, dude, it can't happen. We had a president stand on the stage during a presidential debate in front of all of us and say, girl, you're going to jail. And she's going to run? I hear the music. Mike, love you. I know. You'll finish what I started.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Dave. We're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And responding briefly to Dave in Missouri, yes, that transition from using domestically produced goods to massive importing, first of all, it was powered by the arrival of the large container ships, and it was a corporate decision to maximize profitability. Now, as far as the issue about where the product was made in, and in, you peel back the sticker and it says made in Taiwan or China, basically, this gets back to the issue that China sees Taiwan as part of itself, whereas Taiwan sees itself as its own sovereign nation. It's been an issue for decades and decades. And there was a time back about the period we're talking about where importers that were importing from both Taiwan and China were pressured by China to replace the made in sticker. So it either said made in China or made in Taiwan, comma, China. And that's where that confusion would come in. It wasn't an attempt to deceive people about where the product was being made here. And again, both Taiwan and China, they can make quality products if that's what the importers want. If the importers want cheap junk, they're happy to make that as well. Let's go back to the phones here to Steve Elkins. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, since you mentioned yesterday on your show about the two agents that had information about the
the murder, the assassination of Seth Rich. I was just looking into that. I guess Gateway Pundit, I'm sure there's several others out there that are talking about the story. The DEA and the ATF, do you think this is credible?
Which party being credible, that it was assassinated because he was the DNC leak?
No, we know that happened, but I'm talking about the two witnesses yet. And do you think this is a credible story that these two people actually exist, or do you think this is something else going on here?
Well, I want to wait until we can actually see the press conference. I do know that the gentleman who's been investigating this case, you know, he's under intense pressure to stop, even from Seth Rich's family. The police want you to accept this ridiculous story that Seth Rich was shot in the streets to rob him, and yet nobody took his wallet, his watch, or his cell phone. And apparently he was also wearing a very nice piece of jewelry around his neck that would have gone for a hefty price as well. And then we're finding out that Seth Rich was actually still alive when he got to the hospital, yet no emergency medical procedures were done on him. Yeah, this was a hit.
Yeah, I talked about that a while back. I pointed out all the flaws in the whole ICU trip thing. I don't know. It's just I'm just wondering what's going to happen here, and I really truly hope that this is true. I hope something happens here because this was definitely a hit. Another question, real quick here. I noticed that Snowden kind of dropped off the radar. I know they're still going after Julian Assange and, of course, the Ecuadorian embassy and everything, and cutting off his internet and this and that. But it seems that Edward Snowden has kind of dropped off the radar. I guess they're not after him anymore, huh?
Well, I think maybe Edward Snowden may have gotten tired of all the notoriety, and he's just sort of going to fade away. But unlike Julian Assange, who still has WikiLeaks, Edward Snowden has already leaked everything he can leak. He's got no more to share.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'd like to see Trump pardon him, but I don't think he's had some pretty rough talk against Snowden, so I doubt that'll ever happen, but there's a man that definitely needs to be pardoned. Come back.
I would agree with you on that one. Mostly, living in a foreign country the way he does pose a security risk in that he could be persuaded to reveal more about what he knows to NSA, to foreign governments. So I would say, right, just as a practical matter, pardon him, get him to come back here to the United States, and let him live someplace where you're not going to have a lot of foreign agents running around.
I agree. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. So getting on back to that story we were talking about earlier in the hour about how both the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have been caught not only redacting and erasing evidence of their crimes, they've been caught outright faking new documents. And so that leads to an inevitable question. This is coming out of the Daily Caller. Did U.S. intelligence agencies collude with Clinton to influence the 2016 election? And my response to that is this a trick question? Of course they did. They did all of that stuff in the sure and certain knowledge Hillary Clinton was going to win and they were never going to have to worry about investigations and the cover-up would be secure. And it didn't work. She lost the election. Trump is in there. And they're scared of him. So focus is starting to come in on that Steele dossier. How did it come about? We know who paid for it. And the question is, who are the human sources? Did they ever really exist? Was this made up completely out of thin air? And Congress is trying to pursue these questions, and they're being fought tooth and nail by the Department of Justice and the FBI, whose present and former officials are in serious jeopardy. Any official who knowingly presented a materially false FISA application for a warrant or extension of warrants is guilty of, at the very least, obstruction of justice under Title 18, Section 1505. Now, we had that story we did, I think, about a week ago, where the FBI actually teaches its agents it's okay to bend the law. No, it is not. Not in a nation of laws. And so, again, the investigations are still ongoing. They're being obstructed and stonewalled, certainly by Rosenstein, by Jeff Sessions. And I do wish Trump would take a little break away from messing around with the rest of the world and really take a good, hard look at his own government. Because I think the entire top level of officials in both the Department of Justice and the FBI need to be removed from office and replaced with experienced people from outside the Beltway. People who are not already politically compromised. People who haven't been dipping into the Clinton Foundation. People who aren't there trying to protect this horrible scandal that could bring down the entire government. Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. Now, the House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who, as you know, was lovebirds with Peter Strzok, even though they were both married to other people. And they are notorious for their text messages back and forth about how dangerous Donald Trump is and how he must be stopped. And that Peter Strzok message saying, we will stop him, which is not the job of the FBI normally. But they're saying it's not clear if Lisa Page will actually show up. She could stand them up as well. Now, getting on back to what Steve was talking about, it's not two witnesses, it's just one. It's two killers. And Jack Berkman is this Washington-based attorney and lobbyist, and he's been working with a private investigative team to try and solve the Seth Rich murder mystery. And apparently they found a credible witness who will identify two men that they think murdered Seth Rich. And there's supposed to be a press conference sometime today, imminently. But again, I want to wait and hear what comes out of the press conference. And I'll make a prediction here right now. There won't be anybody from the corporate media show up. They don't want to. They don't want to know. They don't want to lose their jobs. I remember all the way back 24 years ago when I stumbled across the evidence that the FBI had fraudulently manufactured the testimony of Lisa Foster identifying the gun found with her husband's body as belonging to him. That's a big story, big expose. And I took it to friends I had in the network newsrooms because I was working at the networks off and on. And it was always the same reaction. We can't talk about that. We can't go near that. We'll lose our jobs. And that was my moment of awakening when I began to realize that this country is nothing at all like we are taught it is in school. All right, so let's get into the war zones, because here a war, there a war, everywhere a war war. Over in Syria, government forces have liberated all border points south of Daraa. They're just moving right along. Meanwhile, Russian-backed negotiations between Damascus and the militants are continuing. However, some militant groups are still refusing to surrender, and they are being threatened with military action, which they're not really prepared to deal with. So this is really just about over. Now, I know we've talked about this next one, but I really feel this begs repetition here again. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has issued an interim report of their investigation into the suspected chemical attack in Douma, which Donald Trump cited as justification to launch this massive attack into Syria. And the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is saying there are no traces of any nerve agents. They couldn't find anything at all. And if you remember back when this happened, the doctors at the hospital, who were not wearing any chemical weapons protective gear, kept saying, no, these people are being treated for dust inhalation from an exploded building. But the white helmets ran on in there with their camcorders and buckets of water and inhalers and shot a video, edited it, and said, see, nerve agent, nerve agent, nerve agent, and the missiles were launched. And the question, I think, we need to keep in mind is, was Donald Trump lied to by his own subordinates to get that missile attack? Or did he know it was a fake right from the beginning? And knowing the answer to that question is going to reveal a lot about Donald Trump and what's going on inside the White House. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to talk about that. But with Seth Rich, the coincidence is, you know, he got killed right after he leaked the information to the ambassador. So, I mean, obviously they knocked him off. I mean, it's just too coincidental that he got killed coming out, you know, going to work early in the morning at 4 in the morning or whatever. You know, of all people in that whole area, he gets killed, right? And they didn't take nothing. So that just leads you to assume that he was killed, right?
And
I mean, it was no robbery.
The leaks to WikiLeaks stopped as soon as Seth Rich was dead. And as I was telling one of the other callers yesterday, Hillary was notorious for spying on her own people, her own campaign staff, and bugging their laptops and just all kinds of stuff like that. She's a paranoid lady.
You think she left? We came, we saw, he died, like she did with Gaddafi?
Maybe. I mean, the Clintons are both clearly sociopathic. They have no empathy whatsoever. And if you look at the long list of dead bodies that have piled up around the Clintons, it's certainly not something they seem to regret doing here. Oh, by the way, there's a bogus story floating around that this couple who got killed when their house exploded from a brand new appliance were about to testify against the Clintons. That latter part of the story is fake news. Okay, so anyway.
Mike, on Trump with the, it was a fraud. The whole Assad gassing anybody, it's a lie. Everything's a lie.
Yes.
Iraq was a lie. But do you realize, I mean, if Trump knew it was a lie and he launched those missiles at those abandoned buildings, there's an apartment complex like right next door to the abandoned. What happens if one of the cruise missiles went into the apartment complex with people in it? That's what I mean. Like, he shouldn't have done it at all. You know?
Well, it was an, you know, knowing that there was no sarin gas attack, it was an unprovoked act of war.
And wasn't it Warren Buffett and some Republican and a lot of other business people that weren't they shareholders in that cancer research facility, I believe? I remember reading there like a group of people who were invested in it. And I know Warren Buffett might have been one of them and one or two Republican senators. So that was odd, I thought, right? Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Very odd. Maybe they wanted to cash in their insurance.
Now, was that building built by the French, right? I guess that cancer.
It was built by, as far as I know, it was built by the French, and these investors may have bought into it. They may have been disappointed by the results coming out of it, although in theory, they'd actually come up with a couple of really good cancer drugs. But they may have, the owners of the company may have just decided, hey, we've got insurance on the building. You know, let's just get it blown up. Or somebody may have stolen these new drugs and then the building got blown up to hide the evidence of the theft.
And Mike, on Syria also, remember, it's over because they just can't recoup all this now. Because Russia, they got drones flying now and they can see things coming in and Turkey's closing the border. I mean, it's over pretty much. I mean, you got some cleanup operations, but I mean, it's definitely been drawn down. But you still have the south, the east to contend with. But probably the U.S. is going to get out of there because the Kurds are flipping over to Assad now.
Yes, they are. And they're going to work together to get Turkey out of the area. The only way that the U.S. is going to be able to re-escalate in Syria is if they try another false flag chemical attack. But I think by now it has set in that the American people just aren't believing these stories anymore.
You realize they got to bring in ammunition to the jihadis. They got to bring in, they got to eat. You know, they got to have supply lines. If those supply lines are cut, then they ain't going any, you know, they'll just die in the desert somewhere, unfortunately, you know.
The U.S. is supplying them by air. There are videos showing U.S. aircraft parachuting supplies and equipment down to these jihadi groups.
And Mike, one real quick last thing about there. You were talking about abortion the other day, and you know in Russia they're actually paying people to have kids because they have a lower birth rate that they'd like. It's improved now, but they're paying people to buy to get their free land to farm, and they're paying families to have kids. And in the West, we're telling to kill your babies and bring in illegal aliens' kids.
I know. Isn't that weird? Anyway, Dustin, thank you for the call. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bill in Wisconsin. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I'm wondering what's your take on Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, we covered that pretty much at the top of the show here, and Judge Napolitano was not...
I didn't tune in until a quarter after. What do you think?
Okay. Well, just summation, I'm not happy with him because he was in charge of the Vince Foster investigation. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's obviously a threat to Obamacare and Roe versus Wade. But two reasons to not like him is he's basically against net neutrality, and he is in favor of continued or increased mass surveillance. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, based on that leak that came out yesterday that seemed to suggest it was going to be Amy Barrett, Trump may be throwing out Kavanaugh as a sacrificial lamb and let the Democrats run themselves onto the rocks opposing him, which is bad for their poll numbers. And then when Kavanaugh is withdrawn, then he'll put out Amy Barrett. But the reality is Trump can keep putting nominees out there, you know, as long as he wants. If the Democrats think they're going to be able to hold off confirmation until 2020 on the hope that there will be a Democratic president, I think they're definitely smoking opium on that one.
Yeah, what concerned me last night, he had favorable words for Justice Kagan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and then he also said he's an active member of the vibrant Catholic community in the D.C. area. Now, I'm a traditional Catholic. I know you don't go into that, but the church has been infiltrated for quite some time, and Francis is the best example that we have of a false prophet, so I'm not encouraged by that as well.
Well, like I said, it's entirely possible that Kavanaugh is a sacrificial lamb, and Trump is throwing him to the Democratic wolves. And after that's all over and the Democrats have damaged their poll numbers even worse, then we'll put out Amy Barrett.
Well, I'd like to see that. I hope you're right on that, Mike. I hope you're right.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Yeah. Anyway, Bill,
okay.
thanks an awful lot.
All right.
We're going to let you go here. And I've got more callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to wait until after station identification. Getting on back to Syria, in Raqqa, there are still corpses underneath all the rubble after the so-called U.S.-backed liberation. But the West doesn't really seem all that interested in going in and cleaning up the mess they've made, which I think holds true for pretty much all the wars the United States has been in over these last 19 years. If you look at the before and after pictures, beautiful place, war, terrible place. Thanks to the United States of America. We'll be right back after station identification.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.